Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Well, SANE Australia is starting research in partnership with the Paul Ramsey Foundation on a national stigma report card. This project will examine for the first time how Australians living with complex mental illness experience stigma and discrimination across a range of areas like housing, education, employment, health services, and it'll set up the conditions, hopefully, for some positive change. This is going to be a flagship project of SANE and their Anne Deverson Research Centre. That centre honours the work of journalist and co-founder of SANE, the late Anne Deverson, who highlighted issues of stigma and mental illness, did a marvellous job. The SANE Australia Deputy CEO, founding director of the Anne Deverson Research Centre, is Dr. Michelle Blanchard. Welcome to Open House.
Thanks so much, Stephen.
So talk to me about complex mental illness. What do you mean when you say complex?
So complex mental illness is conditions like psychotic disorder, personality disorder, bipolar, and PTSD. So they're mental illnesses that are impacting about 690,000 Australians. And they tend to be a little bit more severe or persistent in their nature. And we don't know a lot about the experiences of this particular group. We hear a lot about depression and anxiety. It's become quite commonplace for us to have public conversations about those illnesses. But there's still a lot that we need to learn about the experience of people living with complex mental illness.
Are you in effect saying that in terms of our public understanding about those mental illnesses, we are sort of where we were with depression, anxiety, maybe 20 years ago?
I think that's right. I think there's been a lot of fantastic work that's happened over the last 20 years to really help to destigmatise depression and anxiety. I think we now hear lots of stories from people who have overcome particularly kind of mild to moderate depression and anxiety or quite episodic illness. But we actually don't hear stories in the media very often about people who might live with something like schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. So what's really important for us going forward is to have a really good understanding of how individuals experience stigma and discrimination around their mental illness so that we can do something about it and help people to receive appropriate care and support.
Yeah, when you say words like psychotic illnesses, an illness where by definition a person has an episode, one or many, in which they lose contact with reality. You say that, and it's a sort of frightening word, isn't it?
So there's a great quote from one of our SANE peer ambassadors, Hannah, who filmed a video with us last year, and she said that psychosis can be scary, but people who live with psychosis aren't. And I think that is fundamentally what we're talking about here. So it can be really challenging for people who've just been diagnosed with a mental illness, particularly if it is something like psychosis that hasn't been particularly well understood. And that can create a little bit of fear because we don't understand everything that there is to know about this particular illness. But unfortunately, what often happens is that fear of the unknown translates into the way that people are treated, whether that's the way people are talked about in the media, whether it's the way people respond to them in personal relationships, or when they're going for a job or trying to access the private rental market. So it's really a great opportunity for us to find out more about how that stigma and discrimination plays out so that we can then work to amplify more stories like Hannah's that show that life with mental illness can be really rich and people with mental illness have an enormous amount to contribute to our community.
Yes, as you speak, I'm just trying to do a thought experiment. Compare and contrast for how it used to be for people living with depression or the families of people living with depression. Was it the case that you wouldn't reveal that in a job interview? I think it probably was. Was it the case that you wouldn't reveal that in looking for rental accommodation? Well, the question might not even arise, I suppose. But Therefore, you know, are we looking 10 years, 20 years down the track to a time when the discussion about psychotic illnesses and these complex disorders is as commonplace now as discussing depression with friends, family, prospective employers, prospective landlords?
So I really hope that that time comes a little bit sooner than 10 to 20 years. But you're right, change is slow. I think, you know, we are increasingly seeing a little bit more conversation and the investment that the Paul Ramsay Foundation has made working with SANE Australia in partnership to really understand these experiences is a really important first step. You know, it would be wonderful if people who were living with a psychotic illness or something like a personality disorder had the opportunity to share with their employer that they were living with these illnesses and that there were appropriate supports put in place so that they can engage in the workplace in a really meaningful way. That's not to say that those individuals aren't already working and making a very meaningful contribution.
Well, I was going to say, you've said there are 690,000 people, by your estimates, living with these complex mental illnesses. Now, that means that they will be in our workplaces, they will be in our... Of course they are, we know they are.
So I think the really important thing is that people experience these illnesses in really different ways. And we've got the advantage now of early intervention in that there are now options for particularly young people who are experiencing these illnesses for the first time, which means that the illnesses can be really well managed. So some people will be treated with medication. They might be hospitalised at various points. But lots of people actually manage their mental illness through a variety of talking therapies, through things like exercise, through eating well and in a balanced way, and spending time with friends and family. All of those things are really important for us in staying well and staying healthy, whether we have a mental illness or not. I think probably the gap is for people who have experienced complex mental illness for an extended period of time, and we know that it is now much harder for people who have lived with an illness in a persistent way to access the care and support that they need, and particularly psychosocial support. So all of those things that go around treatment, like mentoring and community groups and relationships with peers. With the advent of the National Disability Insurance Scheme, what we've seen is that a lot of money has gone into the NDIS and hasn't been resourced in community-based mental health services, which is where the vast majority of people are looking to access care and support. So in a lot of ways, we've gone backwards for people living with complex mental illness, and that's something we absolutely need to change.
Well, then the reason for speaking with you, Michelle Blanchard from SANE Australia, is that you're asking people to come forward and be considered for some research that you want to do, baseline research, which would give us for the first time a picture of the types of issues that are faced by people living with complex mental illnesses. So exactly what is it that you're asking people to do?
So in 2019, we'll be seeking the involvement of 7,000 Australians living with complex mental illness. There'll be lots of different ways for people to get involved, and we'll be looking to mental health services and community groups and other organisations to partner with us to support people to participate in the study. But if anyone is interested in finding out more about the study and how they can get involved, they can register to receive our newsletter. They need to go to www.sane.org/ADRC, and that stands for the Anne Deverson Research Centre, which is part of our organisation at SANE.
You're looking for people to start finding out about it on your website, sane.org. And then the survey itself will ask a series of questions once you get the research rolling next year about living with a complex mental illness. It'll be asking about their experiences, in particular of stigma, and discrimination, something we really don't know enough about, does that allow you to then build a baseline to measure improvements over time?
It does. It does. And the federal government have identified stigma reduction around poorly understood mental illnesses as a priority under the 5th National Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Plan. So hopefully what we'll see under that plan is an investment in these stigma reduction activities. And then hopefully over time, we'll start to see some change and really be able to ensure that people who live with complex mental illness have the opportunity for a really full and flourishing life.
Hmm. Well, thank you for the work that you do, Michelle, at SANE Australia, and thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks so much, Stephen.
Deputy CEO at SANE, Michelle Blanchard, and it's SANE, SANE.org.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.